This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The crisis of men and boys is well known and well documented. My radio interviews with Dr. Warren Farrell and his book, The Boy Crisis, is but one example. Jordan Peterson has been speaking and writing about his concerns for many years. The latest warning comes from a David Brooks op-ed in the New York Times and the publication of a new book by Richard Reeves of Boys and Men. For example, boys are struggling in the classroom. American girls are 14 percentage points more likely to be school-ready than boys at age 5, controlling for parental characteristics. Men are struggling in the workplace. 1 in 3 American men with only a high school diploma, 10 million men, are now out of the workforce. And men are also struggling physically. They account for nearly 3 out of 4 deaths of despair through suicide and drug overdoses in this country. The new book by Richard Reeves provides more concerning documentation of a crisis of men and boys. One surprising finding was that boys are much more hindered by challenging environments like poverty or broken homes. He also explains that many policies and programs designed to promote social mobility work for women, but not for men. For example, government programs like early childhood education produce significant gains for women, but not for men. When we had a roundtable discussion of these issues, we concluded that these authors did a good job of identifying the problems, but could not offer a solution to a society still searching for a modern masculine ideal. Therefore, pastors and men in the church need to provide a biblical foundation for manhood and must teach it to their boys and men in the church. We need a biblical answer to a major crisis in our culture. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Critical Race Theory, go to viewpoints.info/CRT.